Any wound, disease in the internal part of the body, which coming from the face down, it's from where the teeth are inwards, and the teeth also has a severe toothache, and that causes them to be bedridden, then we are concerned with the kind of nefoshes, it can have some infection, and therefore you're having machal shabbos for such a thing. If it's just that a minor toothache, then you can have machal shabbos for that. The reason the gums is caused, the gums to bleed, is definitely considered the kind of nefoshes, even if the chayla says he's managing, you have to take care of it. If he has just a sharp toothache, you know, the patient and the doctor say that they don't feel something that's life-threatening, then it cannot be Mechal Shabbos. Zach and Iskak, Alechem, Eivon, Apnimim, Machmas, Mako, Ibu, Epiyitzim, Ize, Abba, Mechushim, Ein, Nikroim, Mako. The presence of stomachache, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for that. We're talking about that there is some type of disease or some type of rupture in the internal organs. That's the Mechal Shabbos. If a person has a severe pain in his stomach and he's not sure if it's something that's some disease or something dangerous or not, then he doesn't have a doctor's hand, or he's allowed in Michael Shabbos to find a doctor and find out what is it something dangerous or not. He's bringing that to a Vosner Paskin that is a tremendous pain from a kidney stone, is also the Michael Shabbos of Suffolk B'Koch Nefesh. To remove a tooth is not considered a medicine. That's some special thing that the doctors will say, this is some additional thing. So unless the doctor says it's a life-threatening situation without pulling out his teeth, you're not allowed to take on Shabbos. Misha koishu b'shinim is dive lo loitzia, oima le Yehudi lo loitzia. But if he has severe pain from the tooth, then he's allowed to ask a goy to remove the tooth. Siv dalei, makish al kol, oima tzich oima. If a person has this wound, disease in the cavity of his body, then you don't have to go to a doctor to assess it. Next time we assume that there is at least a subject of sakona. Shafilo ein shom bikim v'chayla ino ein akum oistim v'kamashigurim v'asas v'chayla. Even if there's no doctor that says you have to take care of him, and the chayla himself doesn't say anything, even so, menastam, if he's coming with these severe pains and the internal organs, one is allowed to do any type of treatment he would normally do on Shabbos. But they know that he has even a severe disease in his stomach. But it's something that's not going to make a difference if you take care of it today or tomorrow. Then in such a case, you definitely wait to tomorrow. As far as preparing food or medicine, do everything that's normally done, even though that part of the procedure is not to make a difference in respect to saving his life or not. Now, there's certain procedures he has to do, otherwise he may die. There's other procedures just to make it more comfortable for him. So the Shulchan Aruch's mashma that once he's ready to associate with the Sakon, he's got to do everything it's normal to do, even just to make it more comfortable for him. And Mr. Brewer is not so happy about that, and therefore he says, it's better to be mashma and get a goy to do the type of things that without doing his life will not be in danger.